How do you deal with self-destructive thought cycles?
It's a very good question.
Tell somebody that that's what you're thinking. Somebody who can help you unsort it. My husband is gray because every once in a while I tell him everything I've been thinking. And it's like having someone help you unpack after camp, you know? It's like, these sneakers we're going to burn, and this award you got we're going to put in a frame, and I didn't know you got a tennis certificate, that's fantastic, and, you know, these we're going to wash, and, you know, and then you're all unpacked, and things smell better, and your life is better. But you have to tell somebody because nobody knows what you're thinking. My husband's premarital counseling includes the phrase, men are clueless. And so you have to tell your husband what you're thinking and that you're thinking because they won't know what you're thinking. It's the same thing. If you're thinking horrible self-destructive things, it's a lie that you're being told, but you need somebody who will tell you the truth about things. So you can go to your parents, you can go to your godparents, you can go to your priest, you can go to whoever in your life will tell you true and beautiful things to counteract that.
So God is almighty. The devil and the demons are not, but they want us to think that they are. And one of the ways that they try to do this is to get inside our heads, inside our thoughts. So if you can remember times of fullness and vitality in your, say, spiritual life, in your prayer. It's times that you've been concentrated, that you've been integrated, to use the words we've been talking about here before, where you're not distracted by other things, where it's as if your feet are planted well, and you're standing straight, and your shoulders are back, and you're breathing well, and there's nothing distracting you around, and you are like focused, like Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. Right? Your prayer is like this. The devil and the demons hate that. They want us to be standing on one foot, about to fall over, grasping for breath, not focused. That's the only power they have. They try to make us be afraid. They try to make us be worried. And one of the ways they do that is they plant some sort of a thought. It's very common for people to have kind of incredible, blasphemous, outrageous thoughts while standing in church. It's not because the air in the church is somehow different. It's because the demons know what can happen in church, and they really don't want it to. So when those outrageous thoughts come into their head, into someone's head, they want you to pay attention to that thought. Because by paying attention to that thought, you're not paying attention to Christ. You're not trying to repent. You're not doing the other things that you need to do. So the very first kind of basic idea in this, when we have troubling thoughts, is to recognize that the fear and the worry and the concern are temptations. It doesn't mean that they're not real. They are real. But they're temptations. So we have to not... Because like the demons will try to plant a thought, and then suddenly you'll think, well, goodness, if I thought this, you know, then that must mean that I'm X or Y or Z, right? And we start engaging in those thoughts, and then we think, well, goodness, I had this thought. This is inside me. This is terrible that I'm thinking all of this. But we can just set that aside. We can just repent if we've engaged in it. You know, we've gotten angry at somebody or something like that. Repent of that, and then say, no, this is not me. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. It's very often common for people to have thoughts that kind of doubt their faith. Say, no, that's not me. I don't believe this. And let those things go so that we not engage with them. Because the fear is what will pull us away.
Even in the darkness, too, like Matushka was saying, you know, the devil likes the darkness. So if you like, you, because the question was about destructive cycles, you know, and so if it's something, you know, like self-harming or, you know, drugs, or, you know, bring it out to the light, because once you shine that light on it, it, you know, it's like the Wicked Witch, you know, I mean, he can't survive in that, you're killing him, you can kill him with that, and so the light is what.
There's a guy I know who was on Mount Athos. Anyone know where that? Some of you may have been there. And part of Mount Athos, it really is a mountain. And he was visiting some little teeny, teeny place. And there was this path that was probably about this wide. And on that side of the path, is this cliff going down about 1,000 feet and then the ocean, and then the mountain continues up. And there's this chain that's bolted into the side of the mountain so you can hold on with one with your hands and inch forward. So he's going with this old elder who's ahead of him, and then the elder's novice, the young monk who's ahead of him. So he's number three. And they're you know, on this and like looking down, and the novice says, "Father," because the elder is, "I just had a thought. What is it, my son? I had a thought that I should throw you down the side of the mountain." And this guy knows says, "Do we really want to get into that right now? Like, you know, maybe I should back off a little bit, you know?" And the elder just laughs. And he says, "My son, that's the devil. He wants you to do that because, you know, he knows if you do that, the rest of your life is going to be really hard. Make your cross, you know, let's keep it going." And then it's done. It's over. Now, who wants to say to some, you know, holy old guy, "I really want to just murder you right now"? You know, we don't want to say these embarrassing things. But what happens when we don't open up is they kind of, you know that stuff in the back of the refrigerator? You forgot was there, it's like 5 weeks old. You open it up. That's what happens in our soul when those thoughts just kind of turn into green slime, right? But they're more poisonous than that. So if by little steps we can come get courageous and tell those thoughts.
Thank you.